Arches for the week 14 to 19 August 2005.
Pat and Tony are waiting for an answer.
Beautiful, these radishes. Look at them.
Oh, I'll have those for lunch.
Okay. Let me get the mud off. Helen wants two boxes for tomorrow.
Yeah, she said the salad was flying off the shelves yesterday.
Oh, good.
She sold out of Tom's spicy barbecue as well.
Oh, that might cheer him up. There you are.
Thanks.
I wish he'd let us know what he's thinking.
Give him time.
Time is a luxury you don't have when you owe 40 grand.
I still can't believe it.
It's the only solution. Rebrand the bangers and bring them under the Bridge Farm banner. Problem solved at a stroke.
He knows underneath we're right, but he's proud.
Do you mean he's finding it hard to eat humble pie?
Of course he is. He aimed high. Like Icarus, he flew into the sun and it burned his wings.
Oh, don't go all philosophical on me, Pat. He put all his eggs in one basket, now he's paying the price.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Discussing the family crisis.
Love.
Well, you've had plenty of time to mull over our suggestion. Can't be that hard to make your mind up. Not as if you're inundated with offers.
Tony.
Well, I can't talk about it now.
You can't keep running away from your problems.
Actually, I'm meeting the restaurant manager of The Crown in Hazelhurst, if you must know.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Let's talk this afternoon, OK?
It's cricket, remember?
I'm not going.
Alistair won't be very pleased.
Whatever.
Tom!
Oh, well, at least he's out and about, touting for business. You've got to admire him for that.
See what he's up to now?
Hmm? What?
Changing the field. They're looking for Roy to go for another big one.
Yeah, he's put mid on to long on. Ah, and he's pushed square leg back to the boundary, look.
And you can bet your bottom dollar Roy will play straight into their hands.
Yeah.
Ah, they're ready.
The bowler's found his length, hasn't he? About time.
Shh, you do. Sorry. Now, keep it tame, Roy. No slogging.
Here we go.
Oh,
that's a biggie.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Oh, no!
Bad luck.
It's not bad luck at all. We're trying to smash everything out of the ground.
Well, at least we're showing some attack.
Oh, no, it's just reckless and erratic. Wish everyone would forget about these ruddy fivers and play some decent cricket.
Nah, you're right, Alistair. It's distorting our game.
Thank you. I've been saying it for long enough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's fun, though, isn't it? It is all in a good cause.
Yeah, it's all very well, but we're still trying to win. Though the captain's opinion clearly doesn't count for much round here.
That was bad luck for Roy. Sorry about earlier, Alistair. My mind's not really on the game today.
Ah, forget it. I'm writing this afternoon off.
We could have done with Tom.
Yes, I know.
Well, you better get out there, David.
You have all, man, Captain.
And don't throw your wicket away for the sake of a big hit.
Good luck.
Oh, give him his due. Ooh, he's been trying to back you up.
Lindy's being his wife tomorrow.
Hey?
The move over, darling, life swap.
Oh.
And Ruth being mine.
Oh, good luck.
I'll miss her like mad. We hate being apart. By the way, did Tula and Daniel have fun in Paris?
Oh, yes, thanks, they're full of it. One of my better ideas. Daniel persuaded Tula to go up the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh, wow.
Great view, if you can bear to look.
I expect he'll tell Linda all about it.
And are you moving over, darling?
Me? No way.
What? You missed the chance of a night with Sabrina Thwaite?
Who?
You know, Grange Spinney.
The yummy mummy.
That's true.
She terrifies the life out of me. I'm glad I've drawn Ruth. Are you and Tula taking part, Alistair?
Oh, no. Though there are times I wish I could swap my life.
Poor girl.
Yeah, she's bruised her foot. Am I treating it with arnica? Sorry I was out of the strawberry.
It's okay, the kids love banana. Actually, it's a sweetener for them. Linda's being their mum tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I hope they don't show me up.
Oh, they will.
Pip's voting with her feet. She's going to spend the night at Izzy's.
Oh, that's one less for Linda to manage.
Exactly. It's just as well she's away. We can give Linda a bedroom. It's a bit of a mess. The whole place is.
Well, the point is, she takes you as she finds you, isn't it?
Still be a shock to her system.
I'm surprised you can do it.
Well, we've practically finished harvest now, so it's come at a good time. We can swap after lunch.
And Is David looking forward to it?
What do you think?
No, I'd have liked to have been involved, but it's impossible.
With the dairy?
Yeah, the way things are with Tom. I mean, you've heard, I suppose.
Yeah.
Of course.
We were really shocked when Tom told David.
Oh, he told him himself?
Yeah, a few weeks back.
A few weeks? But he only told us last Sunday.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat.
No, it's all right. I expect...
He said he didn't want to hurt you.
Oh, good sprint from David.
Yeah, but Darrington is still going to take the match.
David again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's well hop.
Hey! Oh,
oh,
no!
Look at that!
Oh, thanks, David. That'll be a lost ball.
So, anyway, after a thorough search, the ball was declared lost. But then at tea, guess what?
What?
Caroline turns up waving it in the air. David had whacked it so hard, it put a dent in the Grey Gables lawnmower and nearly brained the gardener.
Oh, I should have ironed these jeans last night, that cardboard.
Poor old David. First he got an earful from Caroline, and then Alistair read in the Riot Act. Hi, Sam. We missed you at the match.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want some tea?
No, thanks.
We're all in Alistair's bad books.
How did you get on at the Crown?
No joy, I'm afraid.
Oh, pity.
More fool them.
Look, I can't accept your offer.
Oh.
Tom.
I've thought about it long and hard.
You can't, Ad.
I have.
Love, we know it's difficult for you at the moment.
Of course we do.
And that, well, maybe you feel you'd be losing face accepting our help, but it's not the time for pride. We're family.
You can't survive without us. It's just not possible. It's naive to think you can.
I'm not being naive.
What do you call it then, stupid?
Tony.
Well, he owes 40 grand, Pat. And here we are, pussyfooting around him. The bank's not going to wave a magic wand and say, oh, it's all right, son, we don't want it back.
Oh, please, don't patronise me.
Yeah, what about the feed company? They can just whistle for it, eh?
I know what I'm doing. I've got a plan.
Oh, this will be good.
Oh, shush. What plan?
I know I've got to shrink the business.
Yes, hello?
And I've already got a buyer for some of the pigs down the line. That'll release cash towards the debt.
And? Is that it? The grand plan?
It's a start. And I'm bound to pick up more orders if I keep plugging away.
You're living in cloud cuckoo land. It won't make a dent in it.
Oh, please let us help you, Tom.
Look, I know you mean well.
Now he's being patronising.
I've put my heart and soul into building up my brand.
We know that.
And we respect you for it.
More than that, we're proud of you, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just not prepared to see it go down the tubes. Not for anyone.
But we're on your side here. I know how hard you've worked. It was the same for me building up the Bridge Farm brand. I slogged around promoting, hustling, raising our profile, fighting for our corner of market share. I've been there, remember?
You listen to your mum, Tom. You'd be stepping into an established brand, one with a good reputation. What better safety net could you possibly have?
I don't want a safety net. I want to market my own brand myself.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what's in a name? We're not expecting you to change the sausages. They'll be exactly the same.
You're not hearing me, Dad.
No. What I am hearing is someone who's deluded himself into believing he's got the luxury of choice. You're out of time.
You'd still have autonomy over the product.
It just wouldn't be the same business.
Well, I think you're mad. Most people in your position would bite our hand off.
It's the only way forward.
No, it's not. Stop saying that. Suffocating.
You don't know when you're well off.
Look, I've come to terms with what's happened. And okay, I admit, I've lost face. But I can build it all up from scratch again. I know I can.
But why struggle when you've got us?
Because it's my baby, Mum. Mine. The same way Bridge Farm is your baby. Can't you see that? And I've got to do things my way. No compromising.
It needn't be a compromise. Coming in with us be like coming home.
But that's just it. I don't want to come home. I want to leave home. That's all I've ever wanted to do with the business. But you just couldn't support me, could you?
Not support you? That's rich.
How can you say that?
You think you support me, but it's all on your terms. Where were you when I needed to expand? If you'd helped me then, I wouldn't be in the mess I am now.
Tom!
How dare you put the blame on us? How dare you? We've supported you in ways you'll never understand.
We've never ever complained about the hours you've given to the pigs at the expense of the farm.
I pull my weight.
We come a very poor second. Oh, and don't you just let us know it. Mr. Big, the family business isn't good enough for you.
Do you think I like being tied to this place? I wish I could be free of it. I'm not like you, Dad.
We were pioneers 21 years ago when we went organic. You've had it easy, walking into what we had to struggle for.
Ah, there you go again, sucking me back, expecting me to be so grateful all the time. I've had enough, I'm my own man now.
Well, that's big talk, but it's come too late. You always had to run before you could walk, Tom. Look where it's got you.
I can start again.
Oh, get real.
This isn't a game. Four people have lost their livelihoods.
All down to your bad judgment.
I don't need you to tell me that. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, telling them I had to let them go.
Oh, Tom.
Sacking them, you mean?
You accuse me of acting immaturely all the time, but it's you who won't let me grow up. I'm trying to face up to my problems here, and you want to rescue me like a kid. Can't you see how ironic that is?
There's no shame in accepting help.
But it's always conditional. You give with one hand, but the other hand saying, do things our way, stay small, rely on us. But I've got vision, Dad. And I'm sorry, but it doesn't include you or Bridge Farm.
I know you're fighting to survive, love. Believe me, if we thought you could do it without us. But you owe money right, left and centre, and you've got no way of paying it back. There's the bank, the feed company, Gran.
Oh, yeah, Gran. That was your final nail in the coffin.
Now, it wasn't fair asking her for more money, Tom.
You wanted my expansion to fail all along, and now you're dancing on the grave.
No!
We weren't going to stand by and let her throw good money after bad.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Oh, the truth hurts, doesn't it?
Go to hell.
Tom!
Oh, you can insult us all you want, but you're the one with the problem. We're offering you a lifeline. For once in your life, swallow your pride and take it.
Do as I'm told, you mean?
Move over, darling.
Goodness, Linda. What a big case. For just one night.
I had to get it down from the attic.
I'm like Mary Poppins with her magic carpet bag. It's full of surprises.
Not nasty ones, I hope.
David, I brought some sweets. I thought they'd help me bond with the children.
There's games in there, too.
Yes, I wasn't sure what you'd have, so I put in everything.
Except the chess set.
Unless Pip plays. I didn't think.
No.
Actually, Linda, Pip's not here. She's gone to stay at Izzy's till tomorrow.
Oh.
That's a shame.
Yes, I saw us doing some baking together.
And I'm afraid the house is a bit untidy.
That's an understatement.
Oh, never mind.
I'll show you where everything is and how it works.
Well, there's no need. I'm sure you've put it all in the manual.
The thing is, we haven't actually got one together yet.
But each participant's meant to provide one.
You did tell us some. Sorry.
It's the rules.
They're busy people, Lindy.
Oh, well. You'll find mine on the kitchen table, Ruth.
OK.
It's fully comprehensive.
She hasn't left anything to chance.
And, of course, there are backup post-it notes on the washing machine, shower, fridge, cooker...
Burglar alarm.
Cuddly toy.
Car, DVD player, television, computer iron and popcorn maker.
Hey, popcorn, you'd be able to watch a movie, love.
I might just do that.
Well, be my guest. You must make yourself at home.
Thanks, Robert.
Unfortunately, I've got some work to get through, so you'll be on your own, but it'd be nice and peaceful.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I've got to get back to the bailing, so, you... Have this place all to yourself this afternoon, Linda.
Wait, what about the boys?
Oh, Mum and Dad have taken us with me.
Oh. Well, first no Pip.
We thought it'd be easier for you without the kids.
Well, that's not really in the spirit of the enterprise, is it?
You planned games and a nature walk, hadn't you, darling?
Yes. I was a brown owl, after all. Well, perhaps I can make myself... useful on the farm instead.
Oh, David?
Not possible, I'm afraid, Linda. The insurance, you know. I'd better get on.
All right, then.
So, this is it, then. Goodbye.
Yes.
Come here, you.
Bye. I'll ring the kids before bed.
Yes, sure.
Don't take any nonsense from them, Linda.
Oh, no, I won't.
Bye then, Noodle.
Oh, bye, Robert. You will make sure he takes his peppermint pills before supper,
Ruth. All right.
Look after it, David.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Brenda. Come in.
Thought I'd just come and say hello. It's my afternoon off.
Oh, can you close the door?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Just let me send this. Have a seat.
Cheers.
Just replying to a restaurant manager I met yesterday.
Oh.
Ah, there it goes. He's got a meat supplier already, but I thanked him for seeing me.
No, good idea. It's a contact made, isn't it?
Exactly. Susan giving me the finger out there?
Oh, no. She's struggling with a giant roll of cling film.
It's a supermarket pickup later.
Oh, is this a bad time?
Oh, no. The lorry won't be here till 5. I'll help her stack the cases when she's got the labels on.
She's still mad at you?
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her.
I remember it was dodgy my last few weeks at the radio station when I was being frozen out. Still, I've got uni to look forward to now. Oh, I've got a place to live down there, by the way.
Great.
It is possible to turn the corner, Tom. Hey, I'm the living proof.
If you say so. I told Mum and Dad yesterday they could put their support where the sun doesn't shine.
Oh, what did they say?
Oh, let's not go there. Same old emotional cul-de-sac.
You look really pale.
I planned to be so detached and businesslike, but it ended in a row. You're so lucky getting away from home.
Ugh, it's taken me long enough.
It's not as if I can go out and flash the cash anymore. I'm stuck there.
Tell you what, I'll take you for a drink this week.
Ah, thanks, Brenda. You're a mate. Oh, one good thing.
Yeah?
Morris has agreed to go part-time after I'm delisted.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a godsend. There won't be enough for him to do full-time.
Meet the birds, Top Horns are back, Top Horns, Top Horns.
Hold it there, whoever you are, my floor.
Oh, it's only me. Linda?
Ah.
Oh, sorry, couldn't see you there, fridge too high.
Boots off at the door, please.
There's only a bit of dust and straw on them.
Hmm.
Hey, what's happened here? The place is gleaming.
A bit of elbow grease, David, was all it took.
Wow. Whoa, wait till Ruth sees this. She won't recognise the place.
I hope she won't mind.
Mind? She had a bit of a clear-up last week, but I'd forgotten what the pattern was on this floor. What are you doing there?
Excavating for buried treasure. I pulled the refrigerator clean and I discovered all sorts of miscellanea behind it. This toy car.
Hey! The Ferrari! Josh lost that months ago.
Yes, plastic egg cup. 3 socks, assorted sizes. 1 baseball hat.
All right, yeah, that's Ruth. That's from when she had the chemo.
And a postcard from Kenton from the Antipodes.
What, New Zealand?
Australia.
Blimey, that's old then.
16th of April 2001.
You have been thorough.
And I put the letters on the fridge door in althabetical order.
So you have.
I thought it might help Ben with his ABCs.
Right.
Oh, I'll make a pot of tea now, shall I?
Oh, thanks. Ah, well, Sam and Bert are on their way too.
Oh, excellent. I've done flapjacks. Wash your hands before you come to the table.
Glass of wine, Ruth?
Oh, lovely.
You did say white.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so peaceful.
Yeah, we hardly hear the traffic from the lane.
I meant without the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no wonder Linda's proud of this garden. It's stunning.
Yeah. She generally waters it after supper.
I'll do that.
Oh, no. Wouldn't hear of it.
But you're doing the meal.
Oh, it's only quiche and potatoes.
Well, at least let me make a salad.
Yeah, it's done. In spite of all Lindy's missives, I can still put a meal together, albeit basic. You're my guest. I'm not having you wait on me.
Ah, but is that in the spirit of the enterprise?
Our little secret. Cheers.
Wonder how she's getting on. And what they're all doing.
Oh, why don't you phone?
Oh, let them get on with it. I'm enjoying myself too much.
It is a lovely evening. So, what did you get up to this afternoon?
I took Scruff out for a walk.
Ah, well, you're right.
He's a bit erratic, isn't he?
Yeah. What else?
Well, nothing really. I just sat around. Oh, I did rearrange the letters on the fridge.
Oh, yeah. I
I noticed.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, of course. We take it in turns to put a quotation up. It was Socrates this week.
Not anymore, it's not.
To find yourself, think for yourself. That's something I admire about my wife. Her independence of mind. What was your anagram of it again?
A hunky of fools frostily, fry tofu,
yeah.
End.
Jolly well done.
Took me ages.
And Robert and I take it in turns to put a quotation out.
When Josh was small, he nearly swallowed the W.
I wondered if Josh might like a game of Cluedo after supper. I brought it with me.
Oh, right. Well, he's usually quite happy with his PlayStation, to be honest.
Oh.
And, look, don't worry about putting Ben to bed. I'll do it.
I'm sorry, David, but I really have to say something here.
Mm?
My every effort to have input with the children so far has been obstructed. Now, I'd planned to make them a fabulous nursery tea, only to find Phil and Jill had given them burgers at Felpersham Splash.
Well, it was a treat.
Yes. Well. Well, if I can't do anything for the children, can I do something for you?
What?
Well, massage your feet. Robert says I've got the touch.
Oh. Tell you what, Linda, I'm sure Ben will be delighted to have someone else put him to bed for a change.
Oh.
It's smashing food, by the way.
Oh, good. It's my courgette parmesan.
Mm. Delish.
Can I shave you some more parmesan?
Oh, no, thanks. We don't often have fresh.
Oh, it needs it. By the way, I found the courgette in the vegetable garden. They were just plump enough. Perfect for the pot.
What? Our veg garden? Mum's?
It was all right to use them, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Oh, you sure you want to do that?
I can't see why not.
Look where my queen is.
Maybe not. Oh, I was never any good at this.
Lindy came late to chess. She's not bad now.
We had a little pocket set with pegs, but I lost half the pieces.
Let me see. Aha.
Sounds ominous.
Yeah. There.
Oh. Oh, damn, I wanted to get this castle out next. But if I don't move that piece... Oh!
Oh, here's Scruff to join us. Hello, boy. You missing your mum?
Well, I'll have to do it. I know I'm going to regret it.
Sorry. There's not a lot you could have done. Get right.
Oh! Oh, well.
Chess is very abstract. You're probably more practically minded.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Right. Shall we go and say goodnight to Constanza and Wolfgang?
And so the magic llama said, I'm lonely in my paddock. I want a friend. So he went to sleep that night and dreamed of a beautiful llama princess, Constanza, who had eyes as large and as dark as fresh dates from Arabia. And
how are you getting on?
Oh, David, shh, he's just dropping off.
Oh, okay. I'll leave you to it.
Right. Now, Constanza lived in another part of the forest, and her father, the wicked king, wouldn't let her out of his sight. But she was a spirited Lady Llama who knew her own mind. And... Ah, oh, that's it, Ben. Off you go. Night-night, Ben.
Emma's Hit the Road.
I didn't make a total plonker of myself.
Oh, I bet you're really good. You must get some beginners who've never even started a car.
Yeah, but It's one thing impressing Will. I felt different with a professional instructor. I was a bit nervous.
What was he like?
He was okay. Very calm. His voice got on my nerves, though. At the T-junction, you will turn left. Like a Dalek.
Well, I was a head case my first lesson. My instructor said if I went any slower, people would be taking their hats off as I drove past. He was like, go on, go on.
Oh, I don't mind that. I was just a bit nervous. I got all juddery on the accelerator.
Oh, great birthday present though, Em.
I know. I was gobsmacked. Especially the way things are at home with the money and that.
And gets you out of the house too. Oh, look at the time. Where's my food?
Oh, Brenda's on her own. I feel like giving her a hand.
No, you're on maternity leave. Hey, guess what? I'm meeting Sam tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm having another go on his mountain board. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's amazing.
And what about Sam? Is he amazing and all?
He is, actually.
Quite an action man by all accounts.
Yeah. He knows how to enjoy himself. That's why we get on, I suppose.
I haven't spoken to him much. I never speak to anyone now, my own George.
Who's babysitting today?
Oh, Mum. Tom couldn't very well refuse the time off the way things are.
No. Well, anyone could see he's riding for a fall. Brenda! Over here.
Oh, I don't think she saw you.
Oh, it's great she's got a place at uni, isn't it?
Yeah. She'll be in a good position with a degree.
Well, not necessarily. But at least she'll have some fun. She might meet a decent guy for a change.
I wish I had something like that to look forward to.
Oh, you've got a decent bloke.
I know. He wants another baby, Kirsty.
Are you popping into the house for something to eat, love?
No, I'm not. Neil's expecting me. I'm giving him a hand.
I'll leave you something, then. I've got to take this delivery to the shop.
OK.
Have you, got any possible contacts to chase up this week?
One or two.
Good. Let's hope they bear fruit.
Really?
Of course.
Only, if they don't, I may have to come back here with my tail between my legs. Then you and Dad can tell me you were right all along and that I can't make it without you.
Tom, don't be silly.
It's what you're both thinking.
We're worried, that's all.
I don't want you to be.
We're your mum and dad, it's our job. When I think what that store's done to you...
I went in with my eyes open.
Well, I hope they explored all the options thoroughly before they pulled the plug.
Oh, you know how many promos I did. You can't force people to buy stuff they don't want.
Oh, that girl did it out of spite.
Oh, God.
You sound so resigned. Why aren't you more angry? You had no contract with them.
Will you stop telling me how I should feel? They've given me 3 months' notice and I'm dealing with it.
You can always change your mind. We still want to help you.
I know. I'll be late for Neil.
This looks good.
Yeah.
You pass the vinegar, will you?
Yeah, here you are. Thanks.
So I can even think about another baby so soon. It's unfair on you.
Well, he doesn't want a big age gap between them all.
All? How many are you planning? A dozen?
Who knows? We didn't get beyond discussing baby number two.
Dark horse, Will.
Oh, he was sweet, though, Kirsty. You could see it was a non-starter with me. Well, this soon, anyway. So he backed right off. But it's there underneath.
What, the pressure?
The expectation. He's dying for another kid.
Have a chip to load to him.
We're hot. The great thing about George was that he was totally unplanned.
Well, I remember you telling me you were pregnant. You didn't think it was so great then.
I know.
You thought it might be Ed's. You were in the right state.
Well, I was wrong. But it was because it took us by surprise. It was sort of...
spontaneous.
Yeah. But thinking about another one so soon feels more like a duty than a pleasure.
Well, yeah, it'd tie you down even more.
Well, exactly.
Oh, it's still easier for the bloke.
Oh, Will's so happy. He's got everything he wants. He loves me and George and his job.
Oh, sounds idyllic.
I don't think he'd ever leave Ambridge if he didn't have to. He's got these little tram lines between the cottage and the estate with the odd diversion to the Bull for a pint. Oh, and his mum and dad's. I love him. I do, but he's like he's settled into middle age, 20 years too young. I just feel... I really want him to surprise me one day and do something totally mad.
Well, you never know.
As it is, every day is the same. There's nothing out of the routine to look forward to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I like Sam. He holds down a steady job, but... Well, you feel he'd give it all up tomorrow if you got a more exciting offer.
And Will wouldn't. He'll be in that job till he retires.
Well, there's a lot to be said for loyalty.
But where does that leave me? In the same house and the same village for the rest of my life?
Well, Look, you'll be more independent when you pass your test. You're bound to feel the world's closed in on you. You've got a four-month-old baby, for heaven's sake. It'll be different when you come back here to work.
Whenever that'll be.
You sorted out childcare?
No, it's a nightmare. I can't see how we're going to afford it.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. But I do really need to get back to work.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, David.
Oh, hiya.
Kenton not in?
No, he's at the bank.
Oh, pity. Thought I'd say hi as I was passing. Is it all right if I join you? I can't see another table.
Mm, yeah, cool.
Yeah, sit down.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's busy. My brother must be doing something, right?
Mm, copy the place, Jack.
Yeah. How's George, Emma?
Oh, growing like mad.
Our babies have a habit of doing that.
So what time's Sam finish?
5, I think. Yeah, I'm milking today. We had a blast last night, him and me.
Why? Did you get smashed?
Oh, much better than that. We played Cluedo with Linda Snell.
What?
Hardly an extreme sport, eh, Kirsty?
Oh, I don't know. Murder's pretty extreme. Ruth and I were life-swapping with Owen Robert.
Oh, you drew the short straw there.
Well, it's for the cat and fiddle restoration fund.
Oh, you'd really earn your sponsorship money with Linda.
No comment. Anyway, Sam and I couldn't very well slope off to the pub and leave her on her own, so we sat there playing till gone 11, eating sherbet fountains.
What?
Linda brought a whole load of old-fashioned sweets for the kids, but Josh hates licorice.
So what character was Sam?
I think he started off as Professor Plum.
Ooh, a bit intellectual of him.
Linda was Miss Scarlet, I remember, in the final game. She did for Colonel Mustard with a rope in the library. She made a disturbingly good murderess.
So Ruth had a night off from the kids then?
Yeah, she sure did.
Bet she enjoyed that.
Yeah, and how. I was worried she wasn't coming back.
Sorry, I was held up.
Yeah, well, let's get this lot fed. I want to go pick up Emma in Borchester.
Yeah, I know. Got a driving lesson, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's it. Then she was seeing Kirsty at Jack's. Get out of it, greedy. Go on.
This lot are coming on well.
Yeah.
I'll be getting a good price for them in 2 months.
When you're delisted.
Okay.
Good for you.
The same organic buyer wants the lot of the younger ones as well. Yeah. That'll help ease things financially.
Yeah, for you.
It'll all help towards your redundancy money, you know.
Am I supposed to be grateful?
I was only saying. After the D-list, we need to try and keep just enough wieners on stream for our needs.
A lot less, in other words.
Well, yeah. It'll be hard to get the numbers right at first. We've got Grey Gables and the Whole Food outlets to supply. But you never know, we might suddenly pick up another big order.
And this lot might fly.
I'm working on it.
And what are you going to feed them?
Yeah, all right, Neil. I've had it with the sarcasm.
No, I'm serious. We're just about out of pellets.
Really?
Yeah, this is practically the last lot. Again.
Damn.
And you won't get any more off the firm till you've paid the bill, remember?
I've left them in the storeroom for now, Kirsty.
Okay.
Oh, David. I'd often see you in town.
Oh, well, I had to get a few bits and pieces from the farm co-op, and Ruth wanted a pack of Tom's spicy bangers here.
Oh, 18 pence change there, David.
Oh, thanks. They're for the kids' tea.
Oh, not too strong for them.
Well, they swap them with ketchup, so they probably don't even taste them. Oh, sorry, don't tell Tom. Have a nice time with Sam tonight, Kirsty.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tom's confidant?
Hey?
David. Tom went to him last month, apparently, when it all blew up with the supermarket.
Oh.
Oh, he couldn't speak to me and Tony, oh no. Had to go to David. Oh, why can't my children talk to me, Kirsty? It was the same with Helen over Greg. I haven't the heart to tell Tony. It's so undermining.
Oh, I've got some tomatoes for you to take back, by the way. They won't last another day.
Oh, OK. I haven't said anything to Tom. Sounds so self-pitying. And I don't want a bit of guilt trip on him. He's got enough on his plate, but it really hurt.
Pat.
Yeah?
Sorry, but...
What?
I know you and I are friends, but...
Well, yes, good ones, I hope.
But Tom, his problems aren't mine anymore. And I don't want to hear about them. He's history as far as I'm concerned.
Would you be prepared to order me some on the farm account?
How much?
A month's supply.
We're still useful to you when you need us, then.
OK, forget it.
Come back.
Yes, okay. It's not a problem.
Thank you.
You've got to keep up production.
Oh, Tom, good. Please, can you ring Brenda? She wants to fix up a drink with you this week. She came in the shop.
All right. Okay, thanks. Right. You're done, girl. Well, he swallowed his pride there.
What? He's changed his mind?
He's asked me to pay for some wiener pellets.
Oh.
But it's a start. I wasn't going to refuse him the state he's in.
Oh, no, he's got to have something to feed the pigs.
Exactly. And it would have been counterproductive. Now, this all goes to remind him that we're here for him. That he's woven into the fabric of this place, whether he likes it or not.
He still doesn't want to accept it.
Oh, but it's de facto, Pat. And it could be his saving grace if he'd let it be.
I know.
The farm is his and Helen's future. One day they'll be in charge.
We hope. I'm worried sick about him. Where does he think he's going to find the money?
Oh, search me. Young people just aren't bothered about debt these days.
No. Have you seen those dark circles under his eyes? Oh, how did he go from GM warrior to entrepreneur?
Well, they both involve risk, and he seems to thrive on it.
Oh, that's true.
Well, at least he's got his mistakes out of the way early. He'll learn a hard lesson from this.
Oh, I thought we were over the worst with Helen back on her feet.
Oh, sit tight, love. He's fighting it like mad, but he'll have to come back to us. It's been a hell of a shock to him. He's lost a lot.
Including Kirsty.
Yeah, that was a bad move. She was such a wonderful support.
Well, not anymore. She's on to pastures new. Oh, I wish that hideous Tamsin had never got her claws into him.
There's a guest at Home Farm.
Here we are, Jack. I've got your bag.
Thank you. Oh, that's a big trailer.
Everything's big on the farm these days. Now, remember, you're staying with us tonight.
I know that.
Mum's gone to London.
London?
Mm-hmm. To stay with Muriel, her friend from Canada.
Oh, yes. She knew her from the war.
Yes, that's it. It'll only be for one night, and then things will be back to normal.
It's very kind of you to have me.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Afternoon, Jack.
Oh, hello.
Peggy had her train all right, darling?
Yeah, plenty of time to spare.
She's gone to London.
I know.
I've come for a little holiday to keep my eye on you all.
Good, good. We need it.
How's it going?
Oh, I've got to tip this lot in the beef shed. It's coming in so fast.
Do you want a drink before you go back?
No, I can't stop now. I just wanted to welcome Jack.
Oh, that's nice. Perhaps we could have a round of golf later.
Look, you go inside, Jack, and I'll be along in a minute.
Righto.
Golf? Was that a joke?
Well, who knows? Well, don't worry, Mum warned he might get a bit confused. I'll soon settle him down.
Poor chap.
Oh, and she told me that Tony and Pat are having to help Tom out by paying for a load of pig feed this week, or he won't even be able to feed them.
Oh, no.
He's lucky to have them to fall back on. Look, I'd better go in and keep an eye on Jack.
Good idea. He's probably looking for his golf clubs.
OK, here's your tickets. Oh, and be sure to wave your flag if you get lost now.
Any problems?
No, everything's fine.
Can't thank you enough.
No problem. That's nice being outdoors.
Hey, you've caught the sun.
Have
I? Oh, here, on your nose, Rudolph.
OK. God, I wish we could have a proper holiday in the sun somewhere.
Yeah, we must.
We'll start saving. We'll soon have a mortgage.
Ah, we'll be all right.
I hate owing money. It's the way it was brought up.
No, a mortgage is different. Seems there was a silver lining to Debbie's going after all.
You know what? You mean your stonking big pay raise?
Ah, that and becoming farm manager. Brian wouldn't have written the deposit cheque otherwise.
I'm just grateful he did. Oh, is it okay if I use the pool later?
Oh, of course. You don't have to ask.
Great. So what are you up to?
Well, Alexander's on top of things in the polytunnels, so I want to work down Topfield, ready for drilling the rape.
Right. And are you okay for the ball tonight?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we need to think about getting the survey done.
Here at last.
Hi. Don't sweat. You knew we were taking over.
Look, Ian's doing us a favour here. It is his day off.
I told you, I don't mind.
Hi, Ian.
All right, Emmy?
Yeah.
Enjoying the holidays?
Well, they're dragging on a bit now.
Yeah, dog day afternoons, eh? When do you get your exam results, anyway?
The end of next week.
You know, the tournament will be over then.
Yeah, too right. I hate waiting. Everything all right here?
Yeah, no problem. There's quite a few in there.
Oh, good.
Come on in. Let's leave them to it.
Okay.
Oh, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if we have a couple of mates to hang out in the maze after it's closed?
I can't see why not. Just don't get lost, because I'm not coming looking for you.
Thanks. Yes. Brilliant. That was a breeze.
I think you got him at a good time.
Yeah. Oh, he's easily distracted when Ian's over. It's so sweet.
So, how are we going to get the drink?
People will have to bring their own. I can lift some of Dad's. He won't notice.
Oh, cool. And what about the sounds?
Hello there, Jack. Enjoying the garden?
Ian.
Lovely afternoon, isn't it?
Yes.
Just right for a swim.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Jennifer's offered me a lemonade before I go in.
Going where?
At the pool.
Which pool?
You know, the one here, on the other side of the house.
But what about the restaurant? Shouldn't you be in the kitchen?
Oh, no, it's my day off.
Oh. We've got one at the hotel.
Yeah, I know. I use that first thing. It sets me up for the day.
Then why use this one?
Well, you know, Brian and Jennifer are practically family.
Are they? They're my family, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're staying the night here.
Am I?
You sure are. And I expect they're spoiling you rotten. Oh, here's Jennifer with a nice tray of drinks by the look of it.
Oh, good.
Here we are.
Ah.
What, you okay with that, Jennifer?
Yep, fine. Just put that down.
Oh, is that lemonade?
Mm-hmm. Do you like a glass?
Oh, yes, thank you. Lovely.
There you are, then.
Oh, it's turned ever so sticky, hasn't it?
Ian's got the right idea. Going for a swim.
Yes.
There.
Oh, thank you.
Ian?
That looks good.
I'll pour you one.
Mmm, very refreshing. Did you make it yourself?
No, not this time, I'm afraid.
Oh, this is the life.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you make use of the pool. Adam hardly ever has time to go in.
I know. That's a real pity. Well, cheers.
I'm sure we'll be able to get him into the hot tub, though.
How grand does that sound, eh? Not bad for my first property, a tub in the backyard.
Is it for the washing?
Well, you could use it for that, I suppose.
Yeah, sit down with all your clothes on, then add the soap powder.
Well, it's novel.
Yes. Is Peggy coming out to join us, Jennifer?
No, Jack. No, she's in London with her friend Muriel for the night. We're looking after you.
I don't need to be babysat, you know.
Amy, it's a text from Christopher. He's on his way.
Good, about time. You told him to bring something.
Of course.
We're running out here. We might have to borrow some more of your dad's.
Oh, no problem. He won't notice if a few more bottles go missing.
Oh, look. Bruno is off his face.
Already?
Yeah, he's going off with that girl from your class.
Where?
There, into the maze.
What girl?
Red hair, fat bum.
Oh, Maria, the bimbo. I didn't even invite her.
She looks a right minger. Anyway, it's your party. At least he could do is spend it talking to you.
I don't care.
Yeah, right. Anyway, come on, bring the vodka. Let's see if we can do this maze waste.
Oh, sweet, I'm up for that.
Sheila can recommend us a surveyor. She used to be an estate agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, will we want a full structural one?
Probably. I hadn't thought.
Well, it's more expensive.
Yeah, but... Oh, what if there's woodworm in the beams or damp? It's got to be thorough.
I suppose. Mind you, with Matt and property, it's taken good care of the place.
Even so.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Me neither. Wasn't in my game plan to be living at home at my age.
So when we find time to buy some furniture?
I don't know. After harvest.
Maybe we should just go online.
Oh, come on. You can't buy a sofa online or a bed come to that. It's got to feel right.
I'm not lying down together trying one out in public.
How are we going to know if it's comfortable?
Well, we'll go in one at a time.
And what about roll down?
Look, you won't get me to do it, Adam, I'd die.
Oh, now what?
Oh, here, do you want another one before last orders?
Okay. Hi, Brian.
Adam.
What's up?
You better come home.
Why? What's happened?
It's a full-scale rave going on in the maze field.
What?
Lots of drunken teenagers on the rampage.
Not trampling down the maze?
Probably.
Trespassers?
Alice.
Oh, dear. No luck there. I'll try this one. Plates? Oh, that's no good. Oh, dear.
That was
Amy. I know Dad's got some more wine in here somewhere.
Here's a tumbler, your Dad.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Grandad Jack. Hello there, old man.
Where does the cocoa live?
What?
The cocoa.
The cocoa.
Only I can't find it.
Oh, as in cocoa breezes.
Cocoa spritzer.
Cocoa and life.
What's so funny?
Oh, no, wait. Rum and cocoa.
Yeah. Two rum and cocos, please.
Would you want ice in those?
How about, no, an alco cocoa.
Or a
pina cocoa colada. Alice.
Oh, hiya. Oh, Jack, you're out of bed.
Where's the cocoa?
What?
I want a drink.
Oh,
so do I. Cocoa pot.
Oh, just shut up, you silly girls.
I want to make one for Peggy as well.
Peggy? Oh, Mum's not here.
Not here?
No, Jack. Adam's on his way, you know.
Why?
Well, why do you think? To sort out that rabble in the Magi Maze, he's going to be absolutely furious.
Oh, chill out, Mum.
I thought we kept it above the kettle.
Look how you've confused him.
We never.
You're drunk, the pair of you.
It's
not in there, Jack.
Where is Peggy?
She's in London tonight.
London?
Yes.
What's she doing down there?
She's staying with a friend.
Whatever for?
Look, we better get you upstairs, Jack, and back to bed.
What about my cocoa?
Ah, there you are.
Oh. Oh, Brian, good. Is Adam here?
Yes, Andy, and they've gone down to the field. Well, I hope you're pleased with yourselves.
When does everyone go to bed?
Who said you could have a party?
Adam.
Oh, he didn't.
No, he did. Serious, I can vouch for that.
You're both little liars.
Oh, Dad, honestly.
I mean, I thought you'd grown up sufficiently, Alice, to know the difference between the truth and a lie.
Oh, you ask him then.
Oh, just go upstairs. Get out of my sight.
What about my party?
Your party? It's over. Go on. Can't get any sense out of you tonight. We'll talk in the morning.
Oh, come on, Amy.
Okay.
Oh, no. Look, I'm driving you straight home, young lady. And what your father's going to say, I don't know.
It's all right, Brian. She's staying here tonight anyway.
Oh, is she? Oh, that's probably just as well. Anyway, go on then. Go on, get out.
And drink some water, both of you.
Awesome.
Well, don't look at me.
Am I staying here tonight too?
Yes, Jack.
I'm sorry about all this, Jack. What must you think of it?
I don't know.
There better not be any damage to the site.
You'll find out in the morning.
I mean, what's got into her?
Oh, she's just letting off steam, I suppose. It's been a stressful year.
Yeah, but I can't believe Adam would have okayed it. That's just rubbish.
Look, I need to settle Jack.
Of course, and I need to go and help Adam and Ian.
Shouldn't Ian be in the kitchen by now?
What?
Come on, Jack. I'll take you back up to your room.
Oh, all right.
And then I'll bring you a nice hot drink. How about that?
Oh, yes, please. A cocoa would be very nice.
Well, cocoa it is.
In August?
What about Peggy? You'll make one for her as well.
Good grief.
Yes, of course. Come along now.
All right.
Jenny.
I know.
Jolene and Caroline are swapping jobs.
I've got Caroline working behind the bar today.
Oh, how come?
Because it's my life swap day.
Oh, there you go. There's your change.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really got stuck in.
Bit of a come down from Grey Gables.
I beg your pardon.
Let's see if Betty's left me a note under
So
it.
Is Jolene working there then?
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought it'd be a bit of fun. Got the whole hog, you know.
Oh.
She's helping Roy on reception.
Oh, doesn't look like it.
I've had her on the phone. She's finding it very quiet after the pub.
Well, I expect you appreciate your wife more when you've had to swap her for the day. Hey, Neil?
Oh, I always appreciate you, love.
Well, you wouldn't catch me doing it. I don't want another woman in my new kitchen. And what man in their right mind would spend the day with a load of pigs if he didn't have to?
Oh, charming. Well, the man seems to be staying put in Linda's version.
There you are, then.
Anyway, I'd better get back.
Oh, good. The echo's in.
I'll be over tonight for a pint.
Great. Hope we'll be busy. Take my mind off missing the missus.
Yeah.
Let me see.
You won't be able to sell that paper the way you're tearing into it. What are you looking for?
Situation's vacant. Tom can sue me if he dares. But if I see a job I like now, I'm taking it.
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry about the mix-up, Lady Elton. I'm only temporary, see? I can ask someone to get back to you. Oh, rude cow.
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, hello.
All right.
Well, coping. I'm off at six, thank goodness. I expect you're glad Mrs. Woolley's home.
What?
I heard she was in London.
Oh.
Oh, you must have missed her.
Well,
it's nice when things get back to normal, eh? I mean, Caroline was saying you were staying with Brian and Jennifer.
Oh, yes. It was like a madhouse.
Oh, dear.
I'm not sure you should be wearing all that makeup.
Oh, you reckon I've overdone it?
Somewhat. And we don't encourage big dangly earrings on reception.
Oh, right. I'll lose them. I'm so sorry.
And if you could tie back your hair, you've got to fit in with our image, you see, dear. I'm surprised Caroline didn't say when she took you on.
Oh no, I'm only here for the afternoon. You okayed it, remember?
Yes.
Me and her have swapped lives.
That's very drastic.
We're being sponsored. I'm going home to Oliver and she's moved into the Bull. It's only for one night.
Well, what you get up to in your private life's your own affair, I'm sure. I always had Oliver down as a perfect gentleman.
Oh, he is. Which will make it all the more fun.
Oh, well, I never. I didn't know Ambridge went in for that sort of thing.
The music was really loud. Do you want a bag?
Please.
It doesn't half carry to ours from that Maysfield, you know.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Midweek and all.
Alice and Amy had an impromptu party and, well, you know how word spreads. Half the county turned up.
Oh, I'm surprised you allowed it.
Oh, we didn't. We were completely in the dark. Oh, thanks.
Oh, well. I reckon the summer holidays go on too long.
Yes, I know. There's always so much to do, but all they can say is how bored they are.
Christopher's 16th got a bit out of hand. Mind you, that was a Friday.
They're both really hungover.
Yeah. My friends and me thought we were going some with half a cider at their age.
Well, they're paying for it today. Adam was livid. They damaged the maze.
Oh, no.
Yes. And some of the kids couldn't find their way out, so they bashed a path through and he found broken glass.
Oh, that's dangerous.
So he couldn't open it today.
No. Oh, they've no idea of the consequences of their actions.
Well, Alice has now. He's making her work on the gate as penance when it reopens. That put her in a strop.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, and we had Jack staying the night. He couldn't settle.
Strange bed, I suppose.
Yeah, something like that. But he's back with Mum today, so all's well.
Oh, Oliver, what a lovely room.
Yes, and you can see across to the country park.
Oh, and a comfy bed. Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I hate having my hair up. Oh, I'm awful hot and sticky.
Oh, I'll open the window, shall I?
We're dead stuffy on reception. In more ways than one.
Oh, forgive me. The bathroom's first door on the left, and there's plenty of hot water. And Caroline's put you out a towel.
I prefer a shower.
Oh, me too. You should see the one we've got in our ensuite. It's state of the art. It pulses, massages, you name it.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it is.
Can I use it then?
Oh, yes, of course.
You'd better show me how it works, though. Sounds a bit high tech.
No, it's very simple, really. I'm sure you could manage.
Oliver, what if there's a spider?
It's a power shower, of course.
Oh, wow, Oliver. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes. Well, there are no spiders from what I can see, so I'll leave you to it, shall I?
Oh, come on now. You'll have to tell me what to do. I might scald myself.
Oh.
That's your phone.
Yeah, so it is. Excuse me.
Poor guy.
Oh, Caroline, darling.
Yes, yes, everything's fine.
I was really sorry to hear anyway, Neil.
Oh, thanks.
It's no fun being put on the scrap heap. Doesn't do much for your confidence.
Well, I've still got me wieners. I'm hoping they'll be in demand.
Sure.
And there's plenty of casual work around. But as Tom's pig manager, I got a regular salary, see?
Yeah. Well, does anything about middle age get easier, do you think?
No, it's all uphill from here.
Hey! Cheer up, you two. I'll take these.
So, how's the life swap going?
Oh, it's your turn today, is it?
Yeah, well, didn't you see Caroline in the bar?
No.
I brought his pint, eh?
Ah. Well, we started off well enough.
Yeah, you said, in the shop.
Yeah, but we had a lot of wastage at lunch with the food. So she started asking niggling little questions about margins and economies. Since then, she's been on my case.
Of course. She's got a share in the pub, hasn't she?
Yeah, the killer 51%. Still me head in. I mean, Jolie never, ever makes me feel under the thumb, you know. But today...
Oh, join the club. You'll be lonely tonight, though, I expect.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
lucky old Oliver, eh?
I trust him 100%. Unlike Caroline, who's been ringing home every 2 minutes.
Ooh, does she know something you don't?
No, get away with you. Heard about the match Sunday, Alistair.
Oh. The rate we're going, all the money we've raised in sponsorship will go on lawnmowers and broken bats.
Yeah. Well, look, I've been thinking. I reckon the Bull can come up with the rest of the money for the school equipment.
Really?
Well, that's generous.
Yeah, so you can call off that six-hit deal with the drugs company.
Hallelujah. Maybe we can play some proper cricket again.
Shall I stop the tape now?
Yeah. Never catch up with everything you record. I'm weeks behind. So relaxing, sitting here in my dressing gown, painting my toenails. Like the Queen of Sheba.
Shall I put the tape back in its box?
Yeah, if you like.
Well, I'd hate you to forget it tomorrow.
You mean you'd hate Caroline to watch it by mistake?
Well,
I don't think she'd appreciate the subtleties of life in a women's prison.
Why did that one in solitary get out so soon?
Ah, well... She's the Screw's tea slave, see? You know, and they didn't want to be without her for long. Even though she gave Mags a good slapping.
Yeah, well, that was shocking.
Well, worse goes on.
Really?
Oh, Oliver, I've got nail polish all over your boards. It's your life.
Oh, not to worry.
Oh, my foot slipped. Well, at least it's not on the coffee table.
Oh, dear. It's a copy with Julia and Lewis's wedding in. Caroline was keeping that.
I'm sorry.
We're in it, you see.
In it? Never. Hey, show me.
No.
Oh, come on. I won't bite. Sit down.
Oh, all right. If I can just get it from under your feet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's only the one foot, huh?
Oh, there. I'll get my feet off the table out of harm's way. Don't worry. I'll be careful. Oh, this gorgeous sofa. You don't want to budge.
Here we are.
Oh, let's see that.
Well, that's us there, is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you look the business in that suit.
Nice one of Caroline.
Difficult colour to wear, that. I hope the smell of this varnish isn't getting up your nose.
It is rather strong.
It's magenta minx.
Well, I'd better air this room tonight.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to leave any telltale signs hanging in the air.
Eh?
Well, takeaway?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we always eat in the dining room.
Well, it's nice to break the rules sometimes. You enjoyed it, didn't you? I could tell.
Yeah, I did, rather.
You're starting to relax at last.
Look, I'd better clear this lot up, I think.
Oh, put him down. I'm your wife now. I'll do it in the morning.
Well, Caroline wouldn't approve.
Well, she's not here. Hey, would you like me to paint your toes?
What?
Well, it's the fashion now for men. Think what a surprise it'd be for Caroline.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Well, I declare myself ready for the wooden hill. It's nearly 10:30.
Oh, why not? It'll be a novelty for me having an early night.
Well, you go up first, then.
Well, I hope I can get to sleep all right.
Oh, it's very quiet, that room. You should be comfortable. I put some chocolate digestives in the tin by the bed, in case of night starvation.
Yum, yum.
And there's a lock on your bedroom door.
To keep me in or keep you out?
I'll
get it.
No. Oh.
Grange Farm.
Oh.
Oh, Caroline.
Yeah,
evening. Yeah, he's right here beside me. I'll pass the phone across. Come on now. Sit down and take it.
Caroline? Oh, nothing, just on our way up, as a matter of fact. Oh, my way up, I mean. Alone? Yes. Oh, yes, I wish you were here too.
Run a bath for Joe at... what time do you want Frieda running you a bath, then?
Oh, I ain't fussed about that. I'd rather she concentrated on the kitchen.
Right, OK. Run a bath for Eddie at 11 o'clock, when I takes him a last glass of beer.
You can't put that. She think you means in the bath.
Oh, she won't.
Yes, she will. Then she'll know Clary ain't written it.
Oh, it's so full of scratchings, eh? She'll guess any rules.
You put down her meal time.
Of course.
And portion sizes?
I've said Clary always gives us seconds.
Ah, and she's to be there beck and call day and night, mind.
Yeah.
And what about me corns?
Oh, I'm not putting that down, Dad. It's disgusting.
No, it I bet she does birds.
Well, you can't. Let's tell her Clary goes up to feed Miss Babs first thing. That way you'll get her lying.
Yeah, good thinking.
OK, we better write this out again. It's a complete mess.
We're going to move on then. Feeder will be here in an hour.
Oh, no.
We hide it quick.
Ah, you both there.
Hello, love.
Oh, Clary.
Oh, am I glad to be out of that dairy.
Yeah.
Let me sit down. Oh. Pat is going on and on about Tom. Last year it was Helen. I mean, I feel sorry for her, but there is a limit. Oh, by the way, Frieda ain't coming.
What?
Not coming? What about her list?
Shh. No, Sid's had a big booking for the restaurant tonight and he's asked her to go in.
Well, you could do that. She could still come here.
No, Bert's put his foot down, says it's too much.
Oh.
Well, at least that means you won't be going to Bert's now.
Oh, I'm still swapping.
Hey? I don't understand.
You're getting Lillian instead.
What? Lillian Bellamy?
Linda rang me at work. The Fletchers have to go to a funeral, so their pairing with Matt and Lillian's fallen through. Seemed the obvious solution.
Oh, Lillian.
What does she know about cooking and pairing corns?
You've got a point there, Joe. Mm. Oh, I hope she don't let that rabbit go to waste.
What rabbit?
The one I skinned. It's sitting in a bowl in the fridge. Frieda, we're going to make you a nice pie.
Rabbit pie? Oh, that's my favourite.
Mm. I bet we get no dinner at all now with Lillian.
Of course we won't. She's the idle rich, and she was starved to death.
Not my problem.
We won't be able to pull the wool over her eyes like we could Frieda.
Dad.
Well, think about me. I was looking forward to a nice quiet day with Bert. That bungalow's spotless. Instead, I've got to make conversation with Matt Crawford. Hope he goes out tonight and leaves me to the telly.
Oh, I wish you'd never agree to this move over, darling malarkey.
Yeah, well, I did, so you'll just have to lump it. It's only for 24 hours.
Suppose.
Shouldn't think Lillian's too thrilled about it, neither.
Well, at least she's a laugh. We might have ended up with Linda Snell.
Oh, bloody.
That's it. Look on the bright side.
Sterling at the best swap.
Who's that then?
Jolene.
Oh, I wouldn't say no to her bringing me a glass of beer in the bath, eh?
Joe, don't be dirty.
Sorry.
I say in the dinner time in the shop, Oliver behaved impeccably with the words she used. She said it's easy to wind up. I don't know what she meant. I'd never seen that side of it.
So, is Lillian going to sleep here?
Of course, in Joe's bed. Oh, I must go and change the sheets.
Yeah, what about me?
You'll go in with Eddie and our double.
Evening, Susan. Oh, hello, Brenda. Back from work.
Yeah, it's that time.
You still enjoying the cafe?
Oh, yeah, it's a riot. I can see why Emma wants to get back to it. What are you putting in?
Choicea ternata.
Oh.
It's a shrub. It opens a few times in the year. Golden leaves with white flowers.
Nice. You've still got a lot of this bed to fill.
Oh, I know. Linda gave it to me. Oh, it's very kind of her. Oh, of course. It's completely the wrong time to be putting it out. I'll be standing over it with a watering can day and night.
You need something.
Oh, and Jill's offered me some penstemon cuttings too.
All right. So you'll soon be flowering on all cylinders.
Yeah. Oh, I had such plans for this garden. But beggars can't be choosers.
I know Tom's gutted about having to sack you both. He's in a terrible state.
He's in a terrible state. How do you think we feel?
Cool. This is the life.
Yeah.
The Mont Blanc. The cream always rises to the top.
Yeah, it's all just as scummy.
You look dapper in your tie, Dad.
Oh, well, I loosen it when I get stuck in.
Look at these prices. 15 quid for a starter.
Yeah, Lillian Bellamy's paying, isn't she?
Of course. Her treat, she said. You ask her when she gets back from the bog. She blushed at the sight of that skinned rabbit, didn't she?
That worked in her favour in the end. Yeah, it's a shame her Edward and his pal didn't stick around.
Yeah, well, they scarped once they heard it was Lillian, not Frieda. Hey, we can always ask for a doggy bag.
Oh, I ain't leaving none.
You decided what to have?
Yeah. Now, what's this, this rag out?
Where?
There. Look, see there.
A rag out? Don't you know anything?
Oh, come on then, what is it?
Oh, we don't know. Ask the gossip.
Yeah, I thought not.
Might be a kind of stew. I think I'll try the, spatchcock of pussy.
Ooh, la, la. Oh, la, 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 la. Ah, good. There's English grub and all by the look of
Clary,
it.
Clary, love.
How are you getting on?
Oh, not brilliant, you know.
Oh, dear. Where are you? I can hear voices.
Look, what, I'm in the pub.
In the pub, eh?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Did Lillian cook you a meal or what?
Oh, did she, Ick? We had chips from the van.
Hey?
Honestly, even she could have come up with something better than that.
Ah, it's all right, love. We'll struggle on till you get home.
Guess where I am, then?
Where?
In the hot tub.
Hot tub? She's in the hot tub, Daddy.
Not with Matt Crawford, I hope.
With Clary.
I heard that. No.
Oh, good.
He's gone out tonight. He's kept on standby for when they come over to use it. It's gorgeous. And we're going to the races tomorrow.
The horse races?
No, the donkey races. What do you think?
You don't know nothing about horse racing. Maybe I should swap places with you.
No. Matt's treating me. All expenses paid. Said I deserved to be spoiled for a change.
Shake.
Anyway, I better go. I'm going to ring Susan, see if she wants to join me. She could do with cheering up.
Grab that table, Tom.
It's okay. I've got it.
Oh, I'm dying for a drink.
What do you want, then?
No, this is my treat. I insist.
Well, okay. I'll get the next one.
No, you're broke, remember?
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me, Brenda.
Oh, friends tell it like it is.
Well, tell me what you think of this, then.
What's that?
A solicitor's letter.
Oh, no.
It came this morning. The vultures are circling.
Look, I'll get the drinks, then you can tell me about it.
I feel like a footballer's wife in here.
Oh, no. If I had a footballer's wages.
I'd some it'll turn up, Susan.
My job with Tom's ideal in so many ways. The hours, location. It's going to be hard to find that again.
You never know what's round the corner.
I'm not working at the canning factory.
He won't come to that.
Oh, I don't know, Clary. It's all snakes and ladders with Neil and me. Oh. Just when we think we've reached the top, down we slide with a bump.
I know all about that. Oh, let's just enjoy this, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, it's not often I get the chance to lounge around in a hot tub.
No. Cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Oh, lovely.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing this over, Susan.
Oh, thanks for the invitation.
Here, shall I put the jets on?
All right, then.
Hang on, let's see.
No.
Oh, there.
Oh,
bubble, bubble, eh?
Goodness.
I'll turn it up one more.
Oh, refreshes the parts, eh?
been a long time since I shared a bed.
Got enough room your side, Dad?
Oh, yes. Plenty here.
I've opened the window.
Oh, good.
I like to feel the fresh air on my face.
Your mother wore a nightcap sometimes if it was drafty. You remember?
Yeah. You were got enough pillows, then?
Well, I thought if my head was higher, I might not snore, you see.
Oh, that's very considerate of you. I think I just heard our Edward coming.
Oh, good. I was worried. I usually hear him myself when I'm downstairs.
He'll spit when he hears what he's missed tonight.
Hell, yeah. Four coursing.
You know, Lillian might not be able to cook rabbit, but she's very generous.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. I hope she'll be comfortable in my room. She'll find the paw under the bed any road.
Did you tell her?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Ah, well, she's not stuck up.
Nope. Ah. There's a bit of wallpaper coming away by the door there. You want to stick that down before it gets any worse?
Yeah, I know. Look, shall I turn the lamp off now?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm ready. I got my torch where I can find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Night-night then, Dad.
Night, son. You got a good one in Clary.
Yeah. Place ain't the same without her, is it?
Nope.
I wouldn't swap her for no one.
Things are spiralling out of my control.
That's scary.
I mean, I can't possibly raise $9,000, even if I sell all of the pigs.
Maybe if you could just pay some of the bill, the food company won't take you to court.
Oh, come on, they're not a charity. This letter's pretty clear.
Have you shown it to your folks?
God, no.
Can't you sell off some of the machinery?
Most of it's leased. And if I don't keep up the payments, it'll be repossessed.
Bummer.
And if the equipment goes back, I can't make the sausages. Not at volume, anyway. And if I can't produce them, how can I pay for the leasing?
It's a vicious circle.
Oh, yeah, and another piece of good news. Graham Ryder's told me there's no early get-out on my lease at the unit.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to give that up.
I want the prep area, sure, but I won't need the office in 2 months' time. Oh, I should never have expanded. Mum and Dad were right.
This is so not like you.
I'm not like me.
You're such an upbeat guy.
I don't know what to do, Brenda.
Tom.
I'm staring down into a big black hole. Dad's right. I've run out of choices.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.